Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attends India-Brazil-South Africa leaders' meeting on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Johannesburg. Prime Minister Modi also holds bilateral meeting with South African President Cyril Ramaphosa. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds talks with Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andrei Sybiha, reaffirms India's support for early end to the conflict and enduring peace. India and Israel to implement proposed free trade agreement in two phases to ensure early benefits, says Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. IMD forecasts fog in northeast India and Uttar Pradesh, heavy rainfall expected in southern states. And in badminton, India's Lakshya Sen clinches Australian Open 2025 men's singles title in Sydney. The G20 Leaders Summit will conclude today in Johannesburg, South Africa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Johannesburg on Friday for a three-day visit to participate in the summit, which is being hosted on the African soil for the first time. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
The 6th India-Brazil-South Africa IPSA Leaders Meet was held between Prime Minister Modi, President Ramaphosa and President Lula da Silva. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi held a bilateral meeting with South African President Ramaphosa on the sideline of the summit. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi is now joining his fellow leaders in the third session of the concluding day of the G20 summit. PM Modi will address the session based on the theme A Fair and Just Future for All Critical Minerals, Decent Work and Artificial Intelligence. On the sideline of the summit today, the Prime Minister is also scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with Japanese Prime Minister Sunny Taka, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. Asonyo, Akashwani News, Johannesburg.
Meanwhile, briefing the media last night, Secretary Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs Sudhakar Dalela, who also oversees G20 affairs, said the G20 has delivered a strong message on four key priorities identified by the South African presidency.
The G20 this year has delivered a strong message on four key priorities that were identified by the South African presidency, which included strengthening disaster resilience and response, taking action to ensure debt sustainability for low-income countries, harnessing critical minerals for sustainable economic growth, and mobilizing finance for just energy transition. There was a focus on the issues and priorities of Africa, which are reflected in the G20 South Africa Summit Leaders Declaration, which was adopted by the members who were gathered at the summit.
Minister of External Affairs Dr. S. Jaishankar had a telephonic conversation with the Foreign Minister of Ukraine, Andrei Sybiha. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar appreciated his briefing on the ongoing developments related to the Russia-Ukraine conflict. He reiterated India's support for an early end to the conflict and the establishment of an enduring peace. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said India and Israel are considering implementing their proposed Free Trade Agreement FTA in two phases to ensure early benefits for the trade community of both countries. The minister said it is quite possible that they may come out with the first phase on an FTA so that they can kick-start the benefits faster. Mr. Goyal said India is emerging as a trusted friend and a reliable partner of the world.
We also spoke with their finance minister. He expressed satisfaction that the bilateral investment treaty has now been executed between the two countries, and I believe this marks the beginning of a new era of trade relations. We must first decide how both countries can benefit from this FTA, what facilities we will provide, and what benefits we will receive here. All these things will emerge from the discussions now. There is a possibility that we may finalize the first phase of the FTA first and finalize the entire FTA in two phases.
Or two phases mein is pure FTA ko final.
India and Israel on Thursday inked terms of reference to formally launch negotiations for the agreement. The terms of reference include market access for goods by eliminating tariff and non-tariff barriers, investment facilitation, simplification of customs procedures, increasing cooperation for innovation and technology transfer, and easing norms to promote trade and services. The Home Ministry today said that the proposal to simplify the central government's lawmaking process for the Union Territory of Chandigarh is still under consideration with the government. In a social media post, the ministry said no final decision has been taken on this proposal. He said the proposal in no way seeks to alter Chandigarh's governance or administrative structure, nor does it aim to change the traditional arrangements between Chandigarh and the states of Punjab or Haryana. The Home Ministry said a suitable decision will be taken only after adequate consultations with all stakeholders, keeping in mind the interests of Chandigarh, and there is no need for any concern on this matter. He said the central government has no intention of introducing any bill to this effect in the upcoming winter session of Parliament. Jammu and Kashmir is set to enter a new era in mineral development as the Ministry of Mines will conduct its first ever auction of limestone blocks in the Union Territory tomorrow. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the landmark event will be held at Convention Centre, Canal Road in Jammu. Union Minister of Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy, along with Chief Minister Omar Abdullah and Deputy Chief Minister Surinder Chaudhary, will be present on the occasion. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today attended the centenary celebrations of Sri Satya Sai Baba at the SSS Hillview Stadium in Puttaparthi in Andhra Pradesh. Speaking on the occasion, the Vice President praised Sri Satya Sai Baba as a global symbol of peace, love and selfless service. He noted that Baba's messages, love all, serve all, and help ever, hurt never, continue to inspire people across the world.
The life and legacy of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba continues to inspire millions and millions across the world because of his great preachings. Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba taught eternal values of love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never. These guiding principles shaped every initiative of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba undertook and every life he touched.
The commemoration of the 350th year of martyrdom of Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji has begun at the sacred land of Sri Anandpur Sahib for 3 days starting today. Devotees from across the country and abroad are reaching to offer their prayers during the historic ceremonies. The teaching of Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, who stood as a defender of religious freedom and human rights and embodied compassion, sacrifice and courage, remain a guiding light for all humanity. The special events commence today with the beginning of Sri Akhand Path Sahib at the Gurudwara Sahib. A Sarvadharma Sammelan has also started. The Delhi government has issued an advisory for private offices in the national capital to operate at 50% on-site workforce capacity, with the remaining staff continuing to work from home. The step has been taken as a precautionary measure in accordance with the latest directions from the Commission for Air Quality Management. Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa emphasized that under Stage 3 of Graded Response Action Plan, the government is proactively implementing pollution control measures with intensified focus on public health and air quality protection. Delhi police has arrested 4 accused involved in operating and facilitating a multi-layered money laundering network, part of a pan-India online investment fraud worth 5.92 crore rupees. In a statement, Delhi police said that the accused are cyber fraudsters linked to about 10 cyber crime complaints registered on the National Cyber Reporting Platform. They operated on a highly structured network of mule accounts. All the accused persons hailed from Haldwani of Uttarakhand. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Vietnam, the death toll from flooding and landslides in the central region has reached 90. 12 people are still reported missing. Torrential rains and flooding have damaged 1,154 houses and more than 80,800 hectares of rice and other crops in the region. The economic losses are estimated at nearly $358 million. Vietnam's government has approved an emergency relief fund of about $17.93 million to support 4 cities and provinces in central Vietnam in their recovery efforts. The 56th edition of International Film Festival of India stepped into day 4, keeping up the spirits high for cine lovers. Akashwani brings an exclusive coverage.
D Day 4 started on a patriotic note as filmmaker Dimple Dugar's film Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai is screening at the festival. The film chronicles the life of Devi Ahilyabai Holkar, the legendary 18th century ruler of the Malwa Kingdom. The MP government produced the film to celebrate her 300th birth anniversary. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani, Shivashekhar Shukla, Additional Chief Secretary, Department of Tourism and Culture, MP government, invited filmmakers to MP saying that the state offers not just administrative but financial assistance too to filmmakers who will shoot their films in the state.
MP government is committed to bring out the stories of our great leaders of the past and create right kind of content for all age groups to absorb and get encouraged and get inspired. Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai is one of such kind of small initiatives which we took through the latest technology, animation, etc. We wanted to showcase her contributions to the society.
The film has been directed by female director Dimple Dugar and is being screened at IFFI 2025, strengthening Prime Minister Modi's vision of Nari Shakti. Filmmakers of Assamese film Sikar, starring Zubeen Garg, highlighted the issue regional movies face in India. Mr. Borgohain pointed out that wide distribution of such movies help break stereotypes and open up new cultures to others. Some movies lined up for screenings today are Songs of Adam, Drushya Adrushya, Lockdown, Becoming, among others. A star-studded day indeed, spreading the magic of cinema. With Adarsh and Nikhil, this is Saira Mujtaba from IFFI, Goa.
The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast shallow to moderate fog over northeast India and Uttar Pradesh for the next 5 days. The IMD has predicted heavy rainfall for Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe, Lakshadweep and Andaman and Nicobar Islands during the next 3 days. The Met Department has also predicted squally weather condition over Andaman Sea, southeast and many parts of southwest Bay of Bengal today. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. Moving on to sports, in badminton, star Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen has clinched the Australian Open 2025 men's singles title in Sydney. This marks his first title of the year. Lakshya stunned 26th-ranked Japanese Yoshi Tanaka 21-15-21-11 in the final clash today. Lakshya, a 2021 World Championships bronze medalist, had last won a Super 300 title in Lucknow in 2024. In men's cricket, South Africa were 431 for 8 in their first innings against India on day 2 of the second and final test in Guwahati when reports last came in. For India, Kuldeep Yadav scalped 3 wickets, while Ravindra Jadeja and Mohammad Siraj took 2 wickets each. Earlier, the visitors won the toss and opted to bat first. India have lifted the inaugural SBI Women's World Cup cricket for the blind after a convincing 7-wicket win over Nepal in Colombo. Chasing a target of 115, India reached 117 for 3 in 12.1 overs to seal the title in a commanding fashion. K. Kumari set the tone with a brisk 42, rotating the strike well and finding gaps regularly. P. Saren kept the momentum going with an unbeaten 44, guiding the chase with calm footwork and steady shot selection. The foreign portfolio investors, FPIs, have pulled out 3,788 crore rupees from the Indian equity markets in November so far, as per the National Securities Depository Limited, NSDL, data. However, the outflows moderated this week, supported by stronger second quarter earnings and optimism around India and US trade negotiations. FPIs have pulled out 2,658 crore rupees from the debt markets during the period. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attends India-Brazil-South Africa leaders' meeting on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Johannesburg. Prime Minister Modi also holds bilateral meeting with South African President Cyril Ramaphosa. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds talks with Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha, reaffirms India's support for early end to the conflict and establishing enduring peace. India and Israel to implement proposed free trade agreement in 2 phases to ensure early benefits, says Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. IMD forecasts fog in northeast India and Uttar Pradesh, heavy rainfall expected in southern states. And in badminton, India's Lakshya Sen clinches Australian Open 2025 men's singles title in Sydney. And with that, we end the midday news.